To refer to Hashem as the Tzur Yisrael, as He who is totally dependable, unchanging, unwavering, strong. Kuma be'ezras Yisrael. The word Ezra, as we've explained before, is the kind of salvation where the person being saved, the subject, participates in that salvation. And therefore, when we talk about Ezras Yisrael, Klal Yisrael also have a role to play. What is our role to play? Certainly, at the very least, it's our steadfast bitachon that Hashem will do it. What else can we offer Hashem? What have we been able to give Him over the last 2,000 years? But our bitachon. And it is this bitachon itself that enables us to be zeicha to the geula. And no matter where we've been, no matter what's happened to us, no matter the circumstances, we never gave up hope. And therefore we ask, Gufteik and Nemecha, Yud of Yisrael, redeem Yehuda and Yisrael in accordance with your spoken word. Nu'um Hashem is the way that Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im. In accordance with your word. What's Ufdeich in Umecha? Firstly, a pidyon is where the subject actually doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. Totally redeemed as a result of the goodwill or desire of the one doing the redeeming. But also, pidyon has the idea of swapping something. A pigeon haben, you swap the child for the 5 coins, pigeon petach hamar, swap the donkey for a sheep. What's the pidyon over here? Ufdeichin umecha, Yud of Yisrael. If Shimon Schwab explains, the Hashem swaps the Rishayim for the Tzadikim. Only the Tzadikim will get through with the Geula. The Rishayim, not going to make it through. That's the pidyon. So you'll think, what I want it for? I'm not going to make it through. I'm no tzaddik. So he points out, "Ufdeichin umecha Yehuda v'Yisrael." Two lashonos. So you could say very simply, that's because there were two galuyos. One was for Malchus Yisrael, the kingdom of Israel, 10 tribes. And Yehuda was the 2 tribes. But perhaps, he says, Yehuda is referring to the tzaddikim. And Yisrael is referring to the rest of Klal Yisrael, the ordinary Jew. Because we say, Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, they're also part of Klal Yisrael. So there's so much going on here. Ufdeichin umecha. And redeem or exchange, as you said you would by the Nevi'im. Through the Nevi'im. Yehuda and Yisrael. The ordinary Jews and the extraordinary Jews will be redeemed for the Rishayim. They're not going to make it through. There's so much to say. Number one, is perhaps we want to make sure that as many Jews as possible get through, that at least they should be considered part of Klal Yisrael, not Chas V'Shalom, part of the group of Rishayim that won't make it through. Should at least be Begede Yisrael, even if they're not Tzadikim, reaching out to our fellow Jew, bringing them in, enabling them to be part of the Geula too.